Hey, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Martial Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. Along with me, as always, is the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard? I know you're flying high like your Eagles. All is well.
Yeah, it is, man. What's going on? Let's get some wrestling in, man.
Hey, let's get some wrestling in, man. It's been a while since we've been back, but since we've been gone, a lot of things have changed in the WWE as we know now. Paige has returned to the WWE.
Finally.
Finally, she has not come by herself. And you puns intended jokes on side. WWE has put a lot of people out there, put a lot of jokes out there about her saying, "I don't come alone." But nonetheless, Paige has some help. She has Mandy and Doria, if you want to look at it. But I'm going to call it Doria. I know her name is Sonya, but Doria from Tough Enough. The two Tough Enough girls come up with Paige now in the WWE, and they're taking names in the women's division. What do you think about Paige's return? And I think we talked about it months ago that whether she would come on Raw or SmackDown, but I think the Raw move has been the best move for Paige.
Yeah, I thought it was very well done with Paige's return. I thought it was very, very it looked like for the first time in a while there was actually some thought put into the return, that they didn't just throw her out there. And I always like kind of the returns where somebody returns as a heel. Because, that, like I just said, that takes work. Anybody can return from a long absence and just automatically be a face. And it's a story in itself. And it really takes no effort. But to have her come back and to use her as a catalyst for Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose coming up was well fought. So kudos to WWE for that.
Yeah, it was well fought. And, you know, like I said, she has two young girls that she's taken under her wing and teaching them the ropes, and shows that WWE has faith in Paige. To do that, and with all the women they have in the women's division, and how the women's division has really grown, let's be honest, grown since she's been gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had some shrinkage. You had some people leave the women's division, such as Emma, but you had some who came back to the women's division as Alicia Fox. Some say, well, Alicia Fox never left the women's division. Yes, she had. She was on. She was on 205, for God's sake. You know what I'm saying? And she was not in the women's division. She was on 205. She was managing Dom Noah and Cedric Alexander at one time. She was in there with Rick Swann. So she was on 205. She wasn't involved in the women's storyline. And for her to be the captain of the team on SmackDown, to have her back into the division, she is the veteran over there. Alicia Fox is a veteran over there. So, you know,
yes,
so it has grown tremendously. And the page and the new young girls that are there is great. But it's not only Raw, they got some new women. SmackDown got some women as well on their side.
They did.
Ruby Riott, just to name the two. I forget the other one, escapes my name. Mine
Ruby
right
Riott,
now.
Sarah Logan, and Liv Morgan.
Sarah Logan. Yeah, and Liv Morgan. I got Liv Morgan. So therefore, you have in there, and they're doing the same thing on the SmackDown side. We're looking really interested to see how those storylines, if any, play together, because both of those, all that group on SmackDown is pretty young, and they're going against some of the veterans there. They don't have a veteran leadership, per se, within that group. So I like how WWE is playing both sides, where one has – Raw has the veteran leadership of Paige, SmackDown doesn't have any veteran leadership, but yet you see the intertwine of all these women coming up on the main roster, which made me, as a wrestling fan, begin to think, a lot of women coming up on the main roster, can the rumors be true? Could we have a Women's Royal Rumble this year? And if so, would it be for the women's title? If it is, then which one? Because we still have the briefcase out there. So if we do get a women's, first of all, do we have a Women's Royal Rumble this year at the Royal Rumble?
I think so. I think there's enough depth on both sides now with these call-ups and return that there's going to be one. I think so.
Then what's the question is then, if they call up their Royal Rumble, what is the prize? Is it the Raw?
I mean, it's gonna be the you fight the women's champion of your brand at WrestleMania. That would have to be it, right?
you would I would say it would be a women's championship. I wouldn't necessarily say your brand. I would say
do you think they introduced that loophole thing again?
The loophole again crossover. Reason I said a loophole because you also gotta take into consideration that Carmella still has the Money in the Bank briefcase. And so that briefcase there gives her doesn't guarantee her the win of the Rumble, but she'll kind of cash it in closer to Mania. If she hasn't cashed it in, if she hasn't cashed it in by Royal Rumble, then she's gonna cash it in at WrestleMania.
I think so too. I can agree with that.
Although,
when was Money in the Bank again? June. She has until June. You never know. I mean, patience with that briefcase. It might not be her time come WrestleMania. They may really want it to be somebody developed with the belt, you know, and then kind of give her the rub. You don't know. I mean, the WrestleMania thing definitely can be done, but I don't know. They may go a different route, man. I don't know.
And I'm looking at if it is an all-out favorite right now, if they do have a Women's Royal Rumble, all-out favorite to win, in my opinion, would be Asuka.
Yeah. Yeah, here's the thing. Based on the pay-per-view schedule, something I was looking at, based on the pay-per-view schedule, though, I believe Raw has the Elimination Chamber, which would lend me to believe that if they were doing a Royal Rumble for the women, I think a SmackDown person would win it.
Okay. Well, okay, we go SmackDown female. Now, what SmackDown, then that my case would be a SmackDown female that would win it is a female that's not on the Raw. She's on the Raw roster, but she's not. I mean, she's on SmackDown roster, but she's not on SmackDown right now. It'll be Nikki Bella.
Yeah. I could see them giving her that rub, honestly. And the fans, only problem is that the fans would hate it. They'd hate it. I love Nikki Bella. Let's put that out there right now.
But you got to look who's the champion. Nikki Bella versus Charlotte. We've already got Natalya versus Charlotte, but you'll get Nikki Bella versus Charlotte.
Okay, no, you go first then.
And rumor mills have it, there is somebody who's training, coming from the UFC world, that could be thrown into a Women's Royal Rumble and win it to take on Charlotte at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That wasn't where I was going, but yeah. Yeah.
And I can see that happening. I'm not going to speculate on who. You smart guys out there, figure it out. But that person is training to become a wrestler.
See, and we'll leave that there, but that wasn't where I was going. The other person I was going was related to along who we were already talking about. But the other return that I think is prominent to happen, and it's not Nikki Bella, it's Brie Bella. You could have a whole entirely new thing and have it be Brie Bella that wins the Rumble.
You could. Brie mode.
Yeah, you never know. I'm just saying.
Brie mode could take it and have it and run on with it. And so there's a lot of things that's coming out in the world, you know, especially with women, the women revolution right now. In the world of professional wrestling, it is very exciting time to be a woman in the WWE because there are groundbreaking things they have not done. The Money in the Bank briefcase, the Royal Rumble. You had the
Here's the other thing too that I was alluding to. The reason why I said a SmackDown woman could win the Rumble because there's talk that there's also going to be for the first time on Raw this time is the first Women's Elimination Chamber. That's where I think Asuka went.
I can see that, and if I'm guessing right now, I'm gonna do some fantasy booking for the Elimination Chamber. And there's six competitors in the Elimination Chamber, correct?
Yes.
Six competitors. So you have six women in the Elimination Chamber. You have Alexa Bliss. You have Asuka.
Hold it. I don't think Alexa Bliss is in there. I don't think Asuka goes into WrestleMania as champ. But then again, she could continue. My fault. continue.
I think Alexa Bliss loses the title. Well, she may lose it, but I'm gonna say Alexa Bliss is a champion at the time of Elimination Chamber. I'm gonna go with Alexa Bliss as champion at in Elimination Chamber. Alexa Bliss is in there. Asuka's in there. Nia Jax is in there. You have Paige, who is also in there. Bayley and Sasha Banks are your competitors in the WWE.
Okay.
I leave Mickie James out. She may be thrown in there, maybe not. But those six are your six women that you put in the Elimination Chamber. And that's money. None of those women were in the ladder match. And I know I'm going to go total divas, all right, because that was a groundbreaking thing for SmackDown. Raw needs a groundbreaking thing for
That's exactly why I said it. Because Raw needs the exact same thing now.
And so that's how I would book the Elimination Chamber, with Asuka going into WrestleMania as the champion.
Okay. She ain't losing. Then if that's the case, she ain't losing. No. I'm sorry. And this is just me. And maybe it's me being a mark for Asuka. But I just think you book her to be undefeated on Raw for a year as well. I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel. I just feel that worked so well with her being undefeated in NXT, because you could play her, and maybe that lends to the crowd that you get with NXT, but you could play Asuka as a face or a heel in that run. It didn't matter.
You could. And she was good at both. The face or the heel run, where would you put her at? Then who would her opponent be? If you book an Elimination Chamber, who would her opponent be at WrestleMania?
At WrestleMania? This is one where you can be afforded to go lazy booking and just go ahead and do like a four-way or something with all of them. I mean, because at that point, I just don't think they have a one-on-one competitor for Asuka right now. They don't. They just don't.
That's fine, because, you know, you want to build Paige up slowly but surely.
You could go Paige then. I think you could go Paige. If there's one person you can go by yourself, it'd be Paige.
But then that takes us back to this past Monday night on Monday Night Raw. I believe Alicia Fox and Asuka had a match. Asuka won the match, and Paige and her group came out towards the ring and surrounded the ring, but Asuka slipped out of the ring and went to the back. Didn't attack Alicia Fox. So it could be a place where they're playing something in down the road that we may see Asuka and Paige get it on, maybe for a number one contendership. Or maybe for the Raw Women's title. Let's not count Alexa Bliss out, who has been champion on Raw and SmackDown and has done a fine job with both.
Right.
But the person who gets knocked out of here, or the people who get knocked out of the storyline here, is one Bayley, and the other is Sasha Banks.
We may get Bayley. It depends on how many of the matches they're going to end up giving us as far as with the women.
Let's go last year. 13 matches was on the card last year, I believe. 13 matches was on the card.
Mm-hmm. And we only had two women's matches?
Two women matches.
And, I mean, that's all women, not the mixed tag. But, yeah, that was all women. There were only two. Yeah, so...
Mm-hmm.
So if we go by that this year, that only gives us the two women's matches. I mean, two women's championship matches, that is.
Yeah, and do you do both of those fatal four ways? That's lazy booking.
Yeah, but you know what? We forgetting? with that speculation of that person coming in, we may be giving an 8-woman tag. We totally forgot about that, actually.
Yeah, you'll get it. Yeah, that's definitely. You'll get an 8-woman tag. Yeah. So that would eliminate one of your title matches.
No. We'll still get both title matches. One of them will just be a singles match. And honestly,
not if Charlotte is still champion.
Well, Charlotte won't be champion. I can tell you that now. If it's going to be that 8-woman tag, Charlotte won't be champion. Unless if she's champion and you have Carmella cash in, that's how that can work.
That's how you can work that.
Yeah.
No, you can work that way. But we're months away, and people say, no, we're not really. We are a month away from the Royal Rumble. So we can talk about that all day long because the Rumble is here, and we are, you know, today as we take this, we are 25 days away from the road, from the month where the Road to WrestleMania is supposed to start.
Yeah.
You know, so that is here time. There's nothing wrong with that. Because you got your WrestleMania ticket, I got my WrestleMania ticket.
Yep.
And why not? Let's start talking about WrestleMania already.
It's getting that time.
It's like Christmas and WrestleMania. They go hand in hand. You know, you got Thanksgiving. It's like get your WrestleMania ticket, have Thanksgiving dinner, and buy everybody else, buy the rest of your tickets, and let's move on.
Yep. You know? Pretty much.
Everybody, we down the road from there. But look, there's some good things are going on SmackDown now, especially with this Bobby Roode, Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler situation. I want to get your opinion.
Let's talk about that. Please, let's talk about that.
You know, what's your opinion on this? You know, a lot of people said Baron Corbin is boring as the U.S. champion. Do not like Baron Corbin. Can't wait to rob Bobby Roode, gets the title off of Baron Corbin. Bobby Roode came in, had a feud with Dolph Ziggler. Now Dolph Ziggler is thrown into this U.S. title picture. Is this, and I've heard a lot of people go both ways, is this a bad place for Bobby Roode, or is this a revitalization of Dolph Ziggler?
I'm going to go with the latter. You'll have plenty of time with Bobby Roode, and honestly, I don't see them popping anything off really with Bobby Roode as a face. This is only a matter of time until Bobby Roode turns heel, and that's when the magic begins for him. Other than that, I absolutely could see Dolph Ziggler winning this. I really could.
You know, I root for Baron Corbin. All right? I'm probably one of those few people
Baron
in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Few people in the world that actually root for Baron Corbin. I like Baron Corbin. The WWE has given Baron Corbin a lot of perks. We forget that Baron Corbin won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Baron Corbin won Money in the Bank, even though he didn't cash it in and win the World Heavyweight title. But he did win Money in the Bank. Baron Corbin won the U.S. title. You know, Baron Corbin has maneuvered in a good direction. Baron Corbin did beat the Intercontinental Champion at Survivor Series. The WWE has given Baron Corbin a lot of rope. They like this guy. Vince likes the guy, big, bulky guy. But somehow he doesn't translate to the fans. All fans. Dolph Ziggler needs a new look, a new stick, a new whatever you want to call it. The whole interest thing flew by the wayside. Bobby Roode feud has revitalized him. I can see Dolph Ziggler winning this only just to drop it to Bobby Roode. And that don't know where that leaves Baron Corbin, but he has to find something. And I like Corbin. I don't think he has any other dance partners on the SmackDown roster that will make a compelling feud for him to be a U.S. champion.
Yeah.
The U.S. title is nowhere near the Intercontinental title. The Miz was correct. The Miz made the Intercontinental title a thing to have. And now with Roman Reigns having the Intercontinental title on Raw, it makes that title look sexy again. And then when you got Roman Reigns as your Intercontinental champion, and then you got Baron Corbin as your U.S. champion, something has to change. Either Dolph Ziggler or Bobby Roode is going to win the U.S. title. And I don't want to agree with you with it, but I think it's going to be Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah. I just feel as though here's the other reason why, because if Dolph is leaving, like you keep kind of hearing that, if Dolph is leaving, then why not put the belt on them to give somebody else the rub?
Yeah. And if Dolph is smart, he's leaving, get that last WrestleMania paycheck.
That's the main thing. My gosh.
Yeah, you don't leave before WrestleMania. I don't see him leaving until after WrestleMania, if he leaves. You know, we hear
yeah,
rumbling.
Yeah, I don't either.
And it's been happening for a while. He's leaving. You know, hey, leave after WrestleMania. Get that WrestleMania paycheck. Call it a day. You know,
right.
Wake up a little bit, Dolph Ziggler. And speaking of waking up, we have a woken Matt Hardy.
Yes, we do.
A woken Matt Hardy is now up and ready to go. And Bray Wyatt, to me, this is the best thing that could happen to Bray Wyatt's career. Think about it. Bray Wyatt was gone from the WWE because of a sickness or an illness or whatever you want to call it. And I think that's the best thing that ever happened to Bray Wyatt. Because who wanted to see Bray Wyatt dress up like Sister Abigail? Not I.
I think they realized, man, we need to scrape this now. Because that could have been really bad.
They lucked up. And he lucked up by getting sick.
He definitely did, absolutely.
We didn't see how he came to the ring, so how Sister Abigail was going to look in the ring, which is great. Because could you imagine Bray Wyatt standing in the WWE ring with a dress on?
Right. Yeah, that could have been really bad.
Facing Finn Balor, facing the demon Finn Balor, and we had to look through Bray Wyatt. And this feud now with awoken Matt Hardy wouldn't have been anything. Would have looked at Bray Wyatt as a joke, which means if you go back to Bray Wyatt's feuds that he had within the last 9-10 months, all his matches have not been great. They talk about the match. The WWE has messed up this character. And I say it because look what happened in the Randy Orton match he had. They had it in the house. I can't remember the exact name of the match.
Yeah, it was the House of Horrors or something?
The House of Horror match. That didn't come off well. Because of the time frame and the time difference. And it would have been daylight and they fighting in the dark. The match at WrestleMania with the Worms and the Sitter of the Ring didn't come off well. So Bray Wyatt has been in some meaningless feuds or meaningless matches that haven't done anything. You know, losing to Finn Balor, which I've always said and I said it again, they went wrong in the sequence of orders for that match. You're supposed to have Bray Wyatt versus Finn Balor first, then Bray Wyatt versus the Demon, and then Bray
Wyatt.
Well,
that is what happened. But remember, that is what happened, though, Glenn. But you got to remember. What it was, for some strange, odd reason, in which I don't know if it was just ratings were bad or something. Remember, they gave us like 2 or 3 SummerSlam matches beforehand, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
But the problem was, like you were alluding to, if I'm not mistaken, did Balor win that? No. Bray won that match. Bray won against Finn. He won that.
Bray won against Finn, and then that which brought the Demon out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, which brought the Demon out for the SummerSlam. And I understand SummerSlam has been the big, you know, the summer WrestleMania, and you wanted to do something big. That whole storyline was good. I'm glad, once again, Bray got sick. He came back. Now he's in a meaningful storyline with awoken Matt Hardy, which is great. Matt Hardy doesn't have to win this match. If I'm booking this, Bray Wyatt, whenever they fight, Bray Wyatt wins this match. Just to get Bray Wyatt over and back into the fans all over again.
Yeah, absolutely. I can agree with that.
You know, that's one of the things that's there. You know, let's get ready to wrap this thing up here. We got got Roman Reigns. You have Samoa Joe. And you have a Jason Jordan who's really coming up too.
I really do.
Many people may not say, oh, Jason Jordan is Jason. For the last couple of weeks, since Survivor Series, Jason Jordan has been on some of the best things that he has done in his WWE career. He's showing his range. The whole angle of Kurt Angle of being his dad, him crying, not being on the WrestleMania, being on some Survivor Series team, for Triple H giving him the pedigree in the ring, for him saying, I'm healthy now, facing Braun Strowman, to go him now having a match with Roman Reigns to open up Monday Night Raw, and he put on a good match. They're putting this young kid in the right spot with the right people.
Yeah.
And he's starting to get over.
Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing, though, Glenn, is what they're realizing, for once, they're not trying. They tried it a little bit, but it seems like now they're just embracing him being booed, and they're not trying to still force it to make him a face. They're like, oh, okay, you know what? They're going to boo him. We're going to go this direction.
Yeah. And let it be organic. If the crowd is not feeling them, guess what? They just not feel them. We eventually let it be organic push or an organic heel move. It worked for Daniel, but everything doesn't have to be written the way the company wants to be. You already have enough faces. Let him be a heel. Let him be able to feud with Kurt Angle somewhere down the line. If we want to see that, let him continue to be involved with the Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns, you're a young boy, you better get out of our yard type deal. Do something with him, make him relevant, because I feel if he goes away from this storyline, if they go away from Jason Jordan, we may not see Jason Jordan within the company anymore.
Yeah, I should agree with that. He'll be lost.
This has to be for him, and what better way Kurt Angle could do it with him and Kurt Angle facing off somewhere down the line, going against each other.
Absolutely.
Jason Jordan has moved. Hey, it's been a lot of things going on in the WWE world. There's rumors about, just a few rumors about Daniel Bryan maybe returning, being cleared.
I think that's happening, man.
I think that's happening. I think it's happening too, and I want to say I think I know who his opponent is going to be, and I just don't know where. I think his opponent, first opponent back, will be Shane McMahon.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. I don't see it being anybody else but him.
Yeah, at first I thought it would be The Miz, but I think now it's Shane McMahon will be his opponent back. And what way to have a great WrestleMania match or WrestleMania. This is going to build to a WrestleMania. Shane McMahon. Taking on Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at the place where Daniel Bryan had his greatest moment of his WWE career.
Yeah.
Which was WrestleMania 30 in the New Orleans Superdome.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And what place would it be with the return of Daniel Bryan in the New Orleans Superdome, taking on?
Yeah, that would be great, actually, for him.
Shane McMahon. Now, I don't work for the WWE. I'm not booking this, but if it does happen, can I get my my finest fee?
Yeah. Exactly.
But there's a lot of things happening there, but we're going to close the show out. If you have any questions for us, please hit us up at Firm Wrestling. Hit me up at GFather25. Where's the way they can hit you up at?
Oh, you already know. My kicks are my six.
Yeah, hit them up. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us this week. Next week, more WWE talk, a little bit more
Absolutely.
About TNA. We have some special guests, and we're close 1 week closer to the road to WrestleMania, closer to the Royal Rumble. It is fine time to be a wrestling fan. Clash of Champions coming up. We'll give you our Clash of Champions predictions and prediction and preview the Clash of Champions on next
mm-hmm.
week's show. Ladies and
Absolutely.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.